the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Welcome to the podcast. We're just trying to figure out how to open some blinds.
Which will all become apparent at the end of today's show.
It's going
to
help you so much.
I think it will.
Here it is.
Those Two Girls.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Well, well, well. It's Friday Eve.
Not again.
I couldn't wait to bust that out again. Rather enjoyed it.
I thought you had a little more pep in your step this morning as you walked in. That was it. You've peaked. Ever wanted to escape a situation and been a little bit creative with your efforts, Lise?
Look, right about now, Sarah.
I knew you were going to say that. Well, here's some inspiration, perhaps.
Yeah.
A Brazilian gang leader has had an attempt to escape prison. Now, this bloke is the leader of a criminal group that basically controls drug trafficking in Rio. So he's a bad dude.
Okay, and how long was he in jail for?
I don't know.
Okay, a lot. Let's just say quite some time, right?
Yes, I'm sorry, I don't have those details. But his 19-year-old daughter came to visit him in jail.
Yes.
And he thought, here's my chance. I'm going to escape dressed as my daughter. Okay? So he tried to leave jail dressed in a silicone mask.
Wow.
Where did he get all of this
well,
from?
I think his daughter must have handed it
to
him.
Yeah, but they searched them.
But
they searched them thoroughly.
What happened to her? Because there would have been two of her walking out.
Exactly. I've seen
the movies. I don't know. But he was going to leave her behind in there and then walk out. Like, nice. Thanks, Dad. Happy Father's
Day.
Wow. Long black wig. A donut T-shirt,
oh,
a mini skirt.
God. What's his figure like?
Like what? A man? Like,
well,
a, like a petite, wiry man.
Okay.
So he put the silicone mask on. We're talking all over the noggin, down to the
this
shoulders.
This is like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, totally.
Amazing.
Totally. But he nearly got away with it until one of the prison officials noticed that his walk was unusual for a woman.
Oh, he stuffed it.
That's right. And there's actually footage of him being arrested and then taking off the silicone mask.
Oh.
Yeah, but I mean, points for creativity and trying.
I just can't. Maybe he bought it on the black market, the silicone mask,
yeah.
Like, you know, with cigarettes.
What? Okay, sure.
With cigarettes?
Yeah, they trade cigarettes in jail. I know. I know
do
these
you?
Things.
Do
I watch
not,
movies. I watch all the movies.
Those Two Girls.
I was at the shops yesterday, and I've had a moment that is truly, truly depressing. It's actually more depressing than seeing myself in change room lights.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Nothing can beat the down lights at DJs.
Nothing. I mean, why don't they do something about that?
You
why
know
hasn't
what?
Somebody said to them, hey, management, change these lights and a lot more ladies will buy your clothes.
It's not okay when your cellulite goes down to your ankles. That's not normal.
It's
so
not.
So the light isn't right, is it?
It's not right.
Stuff you.
Wow.
David Jones, Maya, all of them,
really,
Aaron.
You've really got to steel yourself if you actually want to try on something in DJs
it's
or Maya.
It's horrific.
So anyway, I wasn't even in one of those huge department stores. I
so
was
what
in
happened?
A boutique. I don't really go into boutiques because often the things in there cost a lot of money. And
okay, so a smaller operator.
Yeah, so I just strolled in. I thought I'll treat myself and window shop in here. Anyways, I was strolling through the racks of clothes. It was one of those boutiques where the shop assistants are glamazons in their 20s who are wearing outfits that are worth
like
a week's wages.
Yes,
pretty much. Strolling through the racks of clothes and just pulling things out and perusing them like I was going to buy them. And then I came across a beautiful silk skirt. It was in amazing muted watercolors and the pattern was just pretty. And the drape. I just knew it would swish as you walked. And the young glamazon shop assistant came up to me and she said, oh, I see you love that too. Isn't it magnificent? And I said, oh, wow, it is amazing, you know. And she said, she looked at me, she paused and she said, yeah, my mum loves that too.
I mean, see, if I had been shopping with you, I would have swatted your hand away from that silk muted watercolour skirt, and I could have told you that myself.
No.
Yes, Sarah.
Why? But that coming from a friend my own age, that's fine.
Is it?
Yes, I expect that from you. I need that in a friend who goes shopping.
It was
just
her
like,
mother.
Do you think I'm old enough to be your mum?
But technically, you were. Didn't you say she was 20?
Yeah, I could have been.
So.
But we don't need to point that out.
She's
here,
only
Lise.
Speaking
just
the truth.
Stand with me. It was emotional. I wasn't prepared for that. I
did
wasn't
you say
in my 38-year-old self. I wasn't prepared for a 21-year-old lass.
Did
to
you
throw
say
that line
something
at me.
To her?
No, I just said, "Oh, does she?"
Did you buy it?
No, I said, "I'll think about it," which is code for stuff you.
Wow. You're listening to Those Two Girls.
How bad are you at using your phone in the car?
Oh, look, I'm not proud of it. Now that they're bringing in that $1,000 fine if you're caught with your phone in the car, even at a red light, even, you know, when your car is stationary, if you're busted now,
it's
$1,000. 3 demerit points, and then if they catch you again, I think you lose your license. And I'm all for it.
Yeah.
We need the hammer to fall on this, because I find that I am struggling to break the habit. Never would I text or do any of that when the car's in motion. But absolutely, red light comes up. I can't deal with being bored for 2 minutes. It's terrible.
And they're saying, the research is saying that if you look at your phone, even when it's stopped, your senses are automatically dulled to what's going on around you. So it's the same as being drunk when you look at your phone driving.
Yeah, well,
and
I mean,
obviously
look, they would
so
know.
Many accidents are happening that they're having a really hard line on it. But there's a law that perhaps you didn't know about.
I thought we'd lost her for a second there.
Sorry, I just had a micro nap, but wow. I'm back.
Those are illegal too.
If you go through a drive-through,
like a food drive-through.
Yeah, what other drive-through is there?
What other kind of drive-throughs?
Okay, an alcoholic drive-through.
Any drive-through.
Just a drive-through.
A coffee drive-through.
If you go through a drive-through.
A video drive-through.
And
dry cleaners, they do drive-throughs.
They do, thank you.
Use your phone to pay for your purchase. So you reach into your bag and you reach out the window and tap your phone.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
You can get fined for that too. I mean, in Victoria, $484, 4 points.
That's insane.
In Queensland, $400, 3 points.
But
I'm telling you.
I feel drive-thrus are very safe places. You're not going to cause any accidents in a drive-thru.
Well, but I think, again, this is the hard line that police across the country are taking, where you cannot touch your phone in a vehicle that's turned on. So if you turn your vehicle engine completely off, and then pass your phone over to pay, that's
in
okay.
In a drive-thru, you're going to turn your car off.
I have no issue with that.
You're going to turn your car off in a drive-thru to use your phone to pay.
Counterpoint if we're getting technical then.
Okay.
My car has the auto engine off when you stop.
Oh, well, of
does
course
that
it
count?
Does.
Does that count?
I mean, that's
yes,
because
that
you're,
counts.
You know, you're not a standard 23-year-old who had a bommy car to start driving with. What? You've got top of the line.
But I wonder if that counts as it being off. And
yeah,
if I could,
that would
well, yeah,
count.
Would.
This
it's
is
off.
The thing. I don't have my bank details in my phone yet. I haven't gone to Apple Pay or any
do you
of
know
that
how?
Jazz.
I do.
But look, I haven't investigated, Aaron. But what's the difference between leaning over into your purse, rustling through your handbag, Mary Poppins style? That's keeping my eyes off the road too.
Well, yes, but it's different because you might knowing you might swipe onto Instagram.
You're
as
not
you
gonna
pass,
swipe
as you
on
pass
after
your,
you've Apple paid.
You might take a photo of what you bought from the alcoholic drive-thru, like you mentioned earlier, in the vehicle. All I'm saying is it's a community service announcement.
That's incredible.
Yeah, you could get nicked.
I mean, when a family ahead of you orders the family meal, that's a solid 7-minute wait, Sarah.
You just gotta turn your car off, mate. Just turn it off and then you won't get a fine. You are welcome.
Thank you.
A new trend on Twitter that frankly is rather ridiculous, but I'll partake. I'll partake to keep up with the young folk. So it's called Number Neighbour, Sarah.
Yeah.
And what it involves is texting the phone number that is near identical to your own, but changing the final digit up or down one. So, for example, if the last three digits of your phone number is 095, you will text the person ending in 096 or 094. So what the game involves is sending a text that says, "Hi, I'm your neighbour number. How are you?" And the idea is that in this sad, sad world, no one can make friends the normal way. And this is supposed to be a way of befriending some other loser that might just go, "Oh, hi, number neighbour, yahoo," anyway.
And I mean, look, it sounds silly, but it is very funny because there are two types of people, it seems, on Twitter who they're receiving responses back from angry types.
Well, because
just
people
like,
will just
you?
Assume you're going to get
this?
Scammed.
Yeah,
that
right.
would be the default position.
But then there are other people who are just spreading joy. I'm talking sending memes with potato casserole, welcome to the neighbourhood.
Wow.
Telling each other they're going to concerts on the weekend. I mean, it is.
And striking up legit
striking
friendships.
Striking up a friendship. So I thought, come on, why don't we have some fun here? So I've texted my neighbour number and
your
I've
number
heard
neighbor.
Absolutely,
oh.
yeah, my number You've... neighbour, neighbour number, and I've heard absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
Just
That's a shame.
Radio silence.
I've texted my number neighbour and I pretty quickly got a response. And look, in all fairness, it's boring as bat poo. It just says, "Hi, who's this?"
Fair.
I haven't replied because that's not the game.
It's not the game.
That's not the game now. I don't think.
I've texted both of mine.
Up and down
so
digits.
I've gone up one.
Yep.
The up one got no response.
Okay.
The down one.
Yep.
Which ended in a zero.
Yep.
Just replied with capital letters, "Loser." I mean, wow.
I was hoping you'd get that.
Burn. That was actually a message from Lee.
No, fair.
"I am your number neighbour. Welcome to the neighbourhood."
Loser.
Those two girls.
Oh, we've been arguing off air because Lee's reckons she can do everything as
no,
an adult. She reckons
not at all what I said.
That there is nothing she can't do despite me becoming a little bit vulnerable and admitting that I always say righty-tighty, lefty-loosey when I'm closing or opening a tap.
It is a bit weird.
I mean,
It's not...
You can't throw me under the bus for saying that because I know how to open and close a tap
no,
without the rhyme.
All I'm saying is there are things as an adult that everyone has something that they can't quite get a grip on. Like,
sure.
Like people who still tie their shoelaces doing the bunny ears method.
When she says people, she means herself.
Or ladies who can't do their bra up at the back, so they have to do it at the front and swivel it round.
Yes, yes.
You know? People who can't whistle.
Can't whistle.
Or
there
click.
You go.
Or click. Clicking is a thing.
Are you turning on me now? I can't click either.
Well, I can only click with my thumb and my third finger.
Oh, what a Gumby.
So you can
I
still click.
I can't click with the ones that you're meant to click with. Anyway, who said that you had to click with that finger anyway?
I mean, there are grown-ups who can't wink.
That's
Aaron, this is all you. This is making me feel so much better.
What else are people saying about themselves?
Wow. Just
people
reading.
Who, when they open their blinds of a morning and they have to figure out what time they'll be home, right for light, left for late.
What?
Something to do with the way the sun comes in. So that people...
Oh, when you turn that little
turn the blind,
stick.
Right for light, left for late.
I just keep trying
Hold
until
on,
it works.
There's a reason for the direction. So what do you do? I don't understand the blinds.
Well, if you open your shades in the morning, you say right for light, and in the evening to close them, left for late.
Now that...
That's a life tip.
That is a life hack.
This
That's
is it.
Like,
this is what people who can't remember how to do things, and you just have little things that are like, triggered it, got it.
I don't have any blinds in my house, though, so I don't know why I'm so excited. But growing up, Mum and Dad had those annoying little clear acrylic
like Venetian.
Swivelly things, and I never knew.
And
so
you like that, but you don't like my righty-tighty,
lefty-loosey.
No,
because I figured that at 38 years of age, you should know how to get yourself a drink of water from the tap without singing a nursery rhyme, Sarah. That's troubling to me. I can understand with nuts and bolts.
But it's the same. It's the same principle. It's always right to tight. left to loosen. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter if it's a nut or a bolt. I would like to bolt out of here.
The difference is that I don't tighten nuts and bolts 7 times a day. You get a drink of water 7 times a day, so you should know by now.
With the hose, everything. I'm just saying there are people out there who are going to be nodding, saying, geez, thanks, Sarah. And obviously you're not one of them, Lise. Neither are you, Aaron.
I like light for light and right for light, night for what?
Back tomorrow from 6, from 5.
Wow. Right for light, left for dark. What?
What? Right for light,
left for
late.
Night. Oh.
Bye.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Blind chat.
Well, we have changed it, though. We've changed the rhyme. The original rhyme is right for light,
left for late.
To me, that makes no sense. I want to change it to right for light, left for night.
Yes, that makes sense. So it's like dawn and sunset.
That's
right. Yeah.
But they rhymed before. Now they don't.
They don't rhyme. They didn't rhyme before.
Oh, what were they? Yeah. Sorry, I wasn't really
right
listening.
Right for light, left for late.
Left, late.
It's an alliteration, left and late.
Yeah, sure.
And it's not a rhyme.
It's not a rhyme.
No.
Certainly not an acrostic poem.
Anyway.
Good times. But I didn't know you could whistle with two fingers, Lise. I thought yeah. I was alone in that.
Mum taught me in our island nation. She can also
my
whistle through a leaf.
Island home, my island home.
Come on, give it a blow.
We might.
You can do louder than
we
that.
We might think, call it there.
That's a good one. Ah, damn it.
Catch you tomorrow, guys.
Bye.
Tickety-boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls Catch-Up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.